to a place in search of pizza, and all they have is barbecue chicken pizza.
Or margarita.
Are you disappointed?
Yes.
Yeah, me too. That would be a bummer.
You had a love affair with barbecue chicken. You've shared that on the show with everyone.
Barbecue chicken and I burned fast and hot for a while.
You burned too hot? You burned too hot?
Burned too bright. Mm. Flew a little too close to the sun. In my book, they could just rename barbecue chicken pizza Icarus, and I'd know exactly what they're talking about. Mm. You want some Icarus pizza? Not anymore.
You guys broke up?
Listen, it's not 100% over, but it's just the fire is just not where it used to be.
There's some embers.
Still smoldering.
Yeah.
Not quite there. Having an issue right now.
I really was not sure if I should hit the theme song or not.
Having an issue. Well, this isn't what I wanted to talk about in the open.
Okay.
And so I don't know if I'm supposed to go back and redo it all, or should we just plow ahead? I feel like we should go back. Do you want to rewind? Hold on a second. You're gonna have to do it again. Wait. We usually need two or three rewinds.
Yeah, we do.
In order to get the rewinds right. Okay. This isn't what I wanted to do. I didn't want to talk about barbecue chicken pizza.
Okay.
I wanted to continue my story of the little boy at the store who wanted to buy his mom a present.
You know what I mean?
I never wrapped up the story.
You didn't. I do want to. I know, and I forgot.
You want to hear it?
Yeah. No. Okay. Here, let's rewind.
All right,
again.
Rewind it.
The cold open has just. The sound effect has just happened. Here we go.
I knew I'd caught a glimpse of heaven's love as he thanked me and ran out. I knew the God had sent that little boy to remind me of what Christmas is all about. I'll never forget it. His words. When he had said to me, "Sir, I want to buy these shoes. For my mama, please. Because it's Christmas Eve, and these shoes are just her size. But could you hurry, sir? Daddy says there's not much time. You see, she's been sick for quite a while. And I just know that these shoes would make her smile. And I want her to look beautiful if she meets Jesus tonight. I want her to look beautiful. Just in case she meets Jesus tonight." Anyway, barbecue chicken pizza.
It's the Brett Davin Show. Brought to you by iDobe Radio, in partnership with Nice Guy Digital, and recorded live in beautiful North Hollywood, California. On today's episode...
It's a day of lists. We're glad you're here with us.
Now let's get to the guy who never closes his kitchen cupboards.
That's me.
Brett Davin!
Ooh, listen up, everybody! Oh, I can't believe I got distracted. Distracted and thrown off of my mission. Bitten by my own easily distracted snake. This is what happens when I don't write things down. I would have got her this morning if I would have remembered. Stopped riffing about barbecue pizza.
Yeah. You would have taken me totally off guard.
I know. Darn it. I really messed up. I'm going to have to look up another sad Christmas song for tomorrow. Because that song's over now, so I got to find another sad Christmas song to read. I'll figure it out. There's plenty of sad Christmas songs out there.
There is.
I'll find another one. There are. If you want to shout out a friend, shout at us or with us. You can send the show a text from anywhere in the world at any time. Just put our email address, bdsfans@adobe.com, into your text messaging where you normally put a phone number. Compose your text and press send. Maybe you guys could suggest some sad Christmas songs for me to read to Matadocious on the text line. Mm-hmm. That would be helpful. Once again, the address to text is bdsfans@idobi.com. Dirty! Prove that you are listening live by sending in the cocoa emoji? Hot cocoa? Hot cocoa, everyone? Some Swiss Miss, perhaps?
Yes, please.
Would you guys like some Swiss Miss?
Swiss Miss?
Oh, it's a Swiss Miss.
Oh.
I have blonde braids that make you hot chocolate.
This is delicious.
I don't know if this sounds like a Swiss person.
It does not.
I don't know.
No. It is not Swiss.
You just offended somebody.
Oh, I don't care. All right. Lots of show to get to today. Before we get to all of it, let's go around the room, say hi to everybody. Hello. Queen of the video cameras, soon to be named Megan.
Hello, Brett.
Hello, social media guru Matadocious.
Hi, Brett.
And hello, producer Katie LeClaire.
I have a question.
Oh, yeah. Hit me with it.
Yesterday,
or
at some point this week, you said, isn't there a couple national holidays and you choose the one and we're supposed to riff on that? Do you want me to read all of the holidays or do you want me to pick one?
That doesn't sound like me, first of all.
Second of all, do you want me to pick all of them or pick one or say all of them?
I don't know. Are you going to pick a lame one?
I'm looking at them right now. There's only one right choice. And if she picks any other.
Ooh, this is good. Let's see if she picks it.
If she picks any other one.
I can't see the computer from where I am. Go ahead. No, don't you give it away, Matadocious. Nope. Go ahead and guess, Katie. Go for it.
Okay,
which one do you think is the best one? And then Matadocious will tell us if you're right or wrong.
I hate this.
Whoa, now you sound like me.
I know.
Go ahead. What do you got? Come on.
All right, it's National Pick-a-Pathologist Day.
Katie! Oh, no. That was apparently the wrong answer.
Are you kidding me?
Pick-a-pathologist. Even I know there was something better on the list.
Funny.
Pick a pathologist.
It's National Hot Cocoa Day.
Well, oh, Katie LeClaire.
We
were just talking about hot cocoa and Swiss Miss.
I know.
Wait a second.
What?
We were talking about hot cocoa and you went away from hot cocoa? That doesn't make any sense at all.
But pathology is funny.
Oh, my goodness. That's it.
She's crying. I got her. I got Maddie to cry.
In a different way. Should we switch jobs around here? You want to do the social media? We'll let Maddie pick the national holiday?
Absolutely not. I want to stay as far away pick from our pathologist. Social media as I possibly can.
Oh, let me celebrate this day. My favorite is my urologist. That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
All right, it's National Hot Cocoa Day, National Day of the Horse, Pick a Pathologist Day, National Violin Day, and the National Guard Birthday.
Oh.
Oh, happy birthday, National Guard.
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
That also would have been an okay choice.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you picked the worst one.
A lot of people out there working way harder than I ever have
in
the National Guard. We thank you guys for all the stuff that you do. And by the way, when I said guys, I meant guys and I meant people.
Oh, yeah.
In California, guys means everyone.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
I'm on the West Coast.
There's a lot of theys doing a lot of great work.
I'm on the West Coast, baby. This is Susu Salasasa Studio. By one of the best people to ever drum and sing at the same time.
Yep.
That's hard to do.
Oh, yeah.
For me, it's Phil Collins and then Karen Carpenter. come on, can you think of a better drummer singer?
No, I cannot. They
anybody?
Don't exist. They don't exist.
The drummer for Thrice sings. That's what I have for this conversation.
This is Susu Studio by Phil Collins. And we'll be right back. What lists? You got lists?
I got some lists.
What are the lists?
The first one, there's two. The first one is the horniest things that happened in 2018. Oh, God. And the other is the most consumed songs of 2018.
I love it. We'll be right back after this.
Adobe Radio. Got something to say? Send Brett a text right now with iMessage. Text message BDSFans at adobe.com. You're listening to The Brett Davern Show.
All right, what do you got?
All right, this article is called The Horniest Things That Happened in 2018. Yep. I just want to take us down a fun little path.
The horniest things that happened in 2017?
18.
Oh, hey, that's what I meant, 18.
We're all a little thirsty.
Man, listen, I know I'm going to sound like just an old person here, but I was just getting used to writing 2018.
Yeah.
Now I got to start writing 2019 soon?
Yeah, you'll catch up with yourself.
Oh, my God. No, I'm being serious, though. I'm like at the bank, like writing down the date or whatever, and I'm finally used to writing an 18. You know what I mean? Do you have that feeling? No? Nobody's with me on this?
Yeah.
They're just going by so fast now, man.
Yeah, they do go by.
It's like
fast.
My life is like a cartoon. You know, in cartoons when they do the passage of time, they just show that old fashioned paper calendar, just, pages are just tearing off. Oh, that's what I feel like right now.
Yeah.
My God, where'd the year go?
It's crazy.
Crazy. All right. Horniest things that happened in 2018.
Yeah.
I have no idea what you mean, but I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Yeah, I think you will.
All right.
The first thing on this list is the Horny Beto tweet.
Hmm?
It's pretty great.
I don't know that one.
Okay. This woman, this thing got like 20,000 retweets. It's pretty crazy. This woman's tweets. Oh, I am going to mess up these people's names. Oh, Jetta and Avianti. I don't know. Two candidates. As candidates are like the guy who thinks good sex is pumping away while you're making a grocery list in your head, wondering when he'll be done. So these two.
Let me see it. Hold on. As candidates are like the guy who's.
So these people, as candidates. Are like the guy who's pumping away.
Avenatti. Right. Okay, I got you now. Sorry, I had to read it. All right, I got it. I'm with you.
Do you want to...
Now go ahead.
Do you want to catch everybody else who's listening up?
No, I think you're doing it. Okay. Go ahead.
So these two are like the guy who's pumping away and he thinks it's great and you're sitting there making a grocery store list in your head.
I've never known that feeling.
Beto O'Rourke.
Well, I'm just saying. I can't relate. I don't know what she's talking about. Who tweeted this, by the way?
A random.
I know, but do you have the name there?
Yeah. At Leah McElrath.
It's a female, right? A woman? Yeah, I don't know. I've never had that feeling. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't know what.
Katie, please move on. Please.
How would I ever have that feeling?
Katie, say something else.
Why are you uncomfortable with my honesty?
O'Rourke.
I've never had the feeling of a guy pumping away and I'm making a grocery list in my head.
O'Rourke is like the guy.
Why does that make you uncomfortable?
O'Rourke is like the guy who's all sweet and nerdy, but holds you down and makes you come until your calves cramp.
Whoa. Jeez. Yikes. That is a thirsty tweet. My
Maddie's
goodness.
Maddie's going to cry again.
This is the third different emotion I've cried for on the show today.
So now read the tweet fully without the pause in the middle.
Odega and Avianti as candidates are like the guy who thinks good sex is pumping away while you're making a grocery store list in your head wondering when he'll be done. O'Rourke is like the guy who's all sweet and nerdy but holds you down and makes you come until your calves cramp.
Huh. Okay. And I got 20,000 retweets? Jeez.
People liked Beto.
Yeah, why can't we write a tweet like that that gets 20,000 retweets? Come on, Matadosh.
I will
never
write a tweet like that.
You're sleeping on the job
I'll
over there.
I'll never write a tweet like that. I'm
why
so
not?
Sorry. Do you know who I am? Do you know me?
You see how uncomfortable Matadosha's got with all that, soon to be named?
I do.
Yeah.
Very uncomfortable.
Yeah. She acts like she's all like, hasn't heard those words before, you know?
I've never.
I need Maddie's help in this next thing on the list.
Whoa, oh, what no. do you mean?
Oh, no.
This
My
next
palms
thing
are
on
getting
the
sweaty.
List, the next thing on the list is, in 2018, we learned about the art and science of determining whether someone possesses big dick energy.
In 2018, wait, what? I'm sorry. I stopped listening for a second. Go ahead. Go back.
We learned about the concept and the way to determine.
Is this a tweet?
No, this is just a thing that happened in culture.
I'm sorry. That's why I got confused. I thought you were reading another tweet.
Hey, Brett.
Yes, I'm listening.
What is big dick energy?
I have no idea. You guys have been talking about this for days now.
Hey, Maddie.
And I have no idea what you're talking about.
Hey, Maddie, what is big dick energy?
Wait, no, just let me just let the people in on something here.
No.
we've been hanging out a lot, this little family here at Adobe Radio, because we're building the new studio next door, you know?
Right.
So we've been here all day, every day. Katie and I get here at 6 o'clock in the morning, and we've been staying until 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock at night, 4 o'clock. I mean, we've been here late. Like, we've been putting in some hours here
some
at Adobe Radio.
Hours.
And I usually don't hang out with the whole staff here at Adobe because I'm, you know, one of the elites.
Well, you have to get home to Sammy. He depends on you.
Yeah, I got to let Sammy out of the guardhouse. But also because, you know, I don't normally hang out with the regular staff. You know what I mean?
Right.
But I've been hanging out with the staff around here building stuff over at the new studio. And everyone keeps talking about this big dick energy thing. I have no idea. What are you guys talking about? I don't get it. And then Maddie asked me the other day, she's like, oh, Brett, among people, like, who has big dick energy? And I'm like, I don't even know what you're talking about. Do you mean, are they a dick? Because I could tell you who I think is a dick. They have dick energy. But I don't know what you're like.
You want to hear the Urban Dictionary definition?
I just don't know what you're talking about.
Confidence without cockiness. It is never misplaced and it cannot be simulated. It is the sexual equivalent of writing a check for $10,000 knowing you've got it in the bank account. The example is...
Wait, what? Okay, go ahead.
I can't read the example.
Go ahead.
Read the example.
Yeah. How am I supposed to know what you're talking about if you don't help me understand what you're talking about?
Pete Davidson is 6'3", with dark circles, exudes big dick energy, looks evil but apparently is an angel, and loves his girl publicly. A.K.A.
I'm no closer to figuring out what
basically
this means.
It's...
What you're saying is... Wait, read the first part of that again. Read the first part. Yeah.
Confidence without cockiness.
Yep.
Yeah, read that part.
Confidence without cockiness.
Right.
It is never misplaced. It cannot be simulated.
Confidence without cockiness.
Yeah.
So it means it's like Napoleon complex? Like
no, that's the opposite. That's the opposite of big dick energy.
Huh.
This is like...
But you said it's like writing a $10,000 check, but knowing you don't have $10,000.
Knowing you do have the $10,000.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, yeah, you're confident and... You got it going on, but you're not a dick about it. Yeah.
It's like swagger.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm still really no closer to figuring out what this means.
It's that a guy has confidence, but he probably also has the, you know, stuff to prove it.
Isn't that just confidence?
No, because you can have confidence and then not be able to...
Back it up.
Back it up, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
In which you would then be cocky and probably a little douchey.
Okay.
That's Napoleon.
That's Napoleon. Like, that's having a Napoleon complex, in fact.
Right, so this is just
the opposite of that.
Having confidence.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Where did this come from? Just a thing?
It really started, Ariana Grande said it about Pete Davidson.
That he has big dick energy.
Yeah.
Okay.
But apparently that just means that he's got the goods.
Yeah, that's the thing. She made it known that.
But so if you, this is where I'm getting confused. If you exude the energy, right? Like, it's another one of those like things that you young kids come up with to say that doesn't make any sense. Like fleek and whatever. It just doesn't make any sense. Like, so you're saying, let's use Pete here, for example.
My man.
My man Pete Davidson.
Yeah.
All right. So if I say about him, I say, oh, Pete's got big dick energy.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It means he has the energy of someone who has a big...
Mm-hmm.
Right?
But he can also back it up.
But I have to know that he also does in order to say it?
You kind of have to just assume.
Yeah, but so you're just assuming. You don't know, though. So you're just going, he has the energy of someone who does. Mm-hmm. But what you're saying is for the definition to be complete, he also has to have it. Right?
That is true.
So I'm saying, see where I'm getting confused?
Yeah.
Like, I can't be at a bowling alley and look across the lanes and go, oh, that guy's got BDE, big dick energy, because I have to then know that he's got BD, right?
Yeah, you could ask.
You could ask. Excuse me, I noticed a whiff of BDE coming off of you.
I'm just confused.
Can you confirm
on all
or
this.
Deny?
Oh man, that guy's got BDE. But that I don't know.
It's definitely a sexually transmitted disease.
Because here's my point. Here's my point. How do you know? Because like there's Napoleon complex, right? Yep. Which is like a guy who's walking around like strutting around like he has BD.
Yeah.
So he's got BDE.
But he's also a jerk. Mm. Usually when they're a jerk about it, they don't actually got
so
it.
So BDE is, I think he might have a BD, but he's not a jerk.
He's not too cocky about it.
Aha.
Yeah.
Not too what?
Cocky.
The next thing on the list is the hot duck.
What?
Did you guys hear about this?
Yes.
There's a, yeah. Yeah. Maddie's all over the
yeah, this is
horny
strange.
Things.
This is strange.
She's a social media guru.
I'm just going to show you this picture of the duck. This is rough for the listeners, but
hot
just
duck.
This duck created quite a frenzy on social media, and everyone said, that's the hottest duck I've ever seen.
Interesting.
Can you describe it for the people, Brett?
It's a very colorful duck. We'll put a picture of it on our social media. Screenshot that and put it up there. The hot duck, huh?
Yep.
Yeah, it's a good-looking duck.
So everybody was talking about how they're real horned up.
Now, let me ask you a question. All of you look at this duck, and then on Twitter, we'll put up a poll with the photo. Can you do that? Can you do a photo and a poll at the same time?
We'll see.
Anyway, let me ask you guys in this room, though. Look at that picture. Does that duck have BDE?
Oh. Okay.
No, that duck has BD.
Oh. Yeah, I want to see.
It has BD, but no BDE?
I think it's wait. No, yeah, it does.
Okay.
So, yes, you're saying the duck has BDE.
I do. I think so.
What do you think? See, because now to me, that duck looks a little Napoleon.
Yeah, I think that's a Napoleon
like
duck.
It's trying too hard.
Yeah, I see.
I think I'm starting to understand this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a little cocky.
A little cocky.
Next thing on this list is a show
called... Oh, you know what? You know what? There's an old guy term for BDE.
What?
That you young millennials haven't thought of. This already existed.
What?
You would just call a person cocksure.
That's not a real word. That's not a real word.
No, yeah.
No, yeah, absolutely.
He's cocksure.
Did they use it in the 1870s?
Probably. I don't know. But you said he's cocky. Cocky is cocky. Cocky is cocky. But cocksure is cocksure.
Yeah.
Cocksure is BDE.
I've never heard that before.
Yeah.
It's a
cocksure.
Thing.
Yeah.
The next
means
thing
he's
is
sure of his.
The next
you know what
thing.
I'm saying?
Hey.
Whoa, go for it.
The next thing is the lesbian sexual tension on Killing Eve, which is a BBC show with Sandra Oh.
Oh, yeah, Sandra Oh, sure.
Have you guys seen it?
No.
I don't know, but I'm going to go home and watch it.
Ooh.
The next thing is Noah Centineo.
Oh, yeah, yeah. The internet's boyfriend.
Well, how do you say his name?
I don't know.
But what does that mean? Centineo. The internet's boyfriend.
Remember, he was
Centineo.
He was the one on the boys. To all the boys I've loved before. Remember, I came and I talked about him. For
oh
a while?
Yeah.
So everybody fell in love with Noah Centineo.
Okay.
Centineo.
Never heard of him.
Soon to be named. What is it?
Never mind.
How do you say it?
We need you.
How do you say it?
Honestly, I don't really know, but I think it's Centineo.
Centineo.
All right. We'll give a little more flavor there.
All right. The last thing is...
That's it?
Wait, was
he's
that
just on
him?
The list?
It's just him?
It's just him.
Just him?
In general.
I buy it.
What's this guy look like?
I'll pull the picture.
Yeah.
Now, does he have BDE or not? Oh, wait. Well, I don't see the picture.
If you say the wrong thing, we're not friends.
I want to see if he looks like that duck or not.
The last thing is... this guy from The New Yorker, he's a movie critic. His name is Anthony Lane.
Uh-huh.
He wrote, which I missed this entirely, but it's pretty funny. He wrote a review for the movie Incredibles 2, but the name of the article in The New Yorker.
The headline?
The headline. Yeah, the name of the article. Yeah, the headline.
Maddie's showing me a picture of the internet's boyfriend over here. Hold on, I'm gonna need a. Hold on, let me scroll through Google Image here. I mean, he looks like a nice young man. I don't know if he has BDE. I mean, hold on, let me see here.
A nice young man.
He looks like a nice young man.
Yeah,
he has BDE.
Yeah,
for sure BDE.
He looks too nice to have BDE.
That's it, though.
Nah.
You know he's not too cocky.
Oh, I see. Okay, I'm starting to understand the definition. Yeah. You know what's weird about this guy in this photo? His neck is wider than his head.
Hey.
No,
hey.
Look at his neck. His neck is bigger than
picture.
His head.
Just leave him alone.
Look.
I see.
Look at that photo and tell me that his neck's not wider than his face. It's kind of weird.
You know what?
Your jaw should be wider than your neck. It's weird. You look disproportionate. He has chode neck.
Whoa, no.
He might have BDE, but he also has chode neck.
Anthony Lane wrote an article for the New York Post.
Somebody get chode neck trending. Stop. Hashtag chode neck.
The show is.
It's when your neck is wider than your jaw.
All over the place.
Look up Urban Dictionary and see if chode neck's in there, because if it's not, we're formulating a post.
My search history after this show is...
chode neck, when one's neck is wider than their jaw. That's pretty good. That's pretty good.
The next thing...
it's pretty good.
It's great, Brett. It is great. No, it is. It's great. It's not quite cocksure, but I like it.
All right, what else you got?
The next thing is Anthony Lane's lust over Elastigirl.
Mm.
The name of the article is The Thick, T-H-I-C-C, like the internet spelling for thick.
Mm.
The Thick Mom from The Incredibles. That's the name of the article.
Ugh. What has happened to journalism?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway.
The Thick Mom from The Incredibles?
Mm-hmm. She's got curves.
Is that what that means? If you say someone's thick?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Like Kim Kardashian is thick.
Can a guy be thick?
Sometimes.
I think it means something different.
Yeah, it does.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, gosh. Let's end this. Matt, are you going to get those posts up?
I'm doing it right now.
All
right.
We need to find out if chode neck is a
head thing. On over to at Brett Davern Show on Instagram or Twitter. We also got to check out Urban Dictionary for chode neck.
Oh, boy. What have we done?
I need to go home.
This is Step Into Christmas. It's by a guy named Elton John.
He's pretty cocksure.
We'll be right back after this.
Keep up with all things Brett Davern Show on Twitter. At Brett Davern Show, IW Radio.
All right. While we still digest chode neck, which is probably a poor use of wordage, let's move on.
It's a great use of wordage.
Okay. No. While we still digest. Anyway, never mind. Go ahead. Moving on. Moving on.
Okay.
What else you got?
I've got a list on Variety.com.
Uh-huh.
Which is sourced from Buzz Engel Music.
Okay.
Which I believe is part of Variety. This is the most consumed songs of 2018.
Most consumed.
Yeah.
So not necessarily the best songs.
Correct.
It's, not the most artistic songs.
No.
Not people's favorite songs.
I think a lot of people would say that these are their favorite songs. Do they mean that? No.
They just mean...
Step Into Christmas by Elton John... a better song than probably most of the songs on this list. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
However, they are the most streamed and most listened to and most
consumed
songs. So the
most listened to. Okay, I got it. I understand. What? How many you got?
30.
Oh, Jesus. Are we going to start at 30 and go to one, or are we going to do the Katie LeClaire method and start with the best and end up at the worst?
I mean, I don't think it's necessarily the best.
So we're going to go from most consumed to 30th most consumed? Or are we going to start with 30th most consumed and go to first most consumed?
Let's go to from 30 to 1.
And do you have how many times it's been consumed?
I do.
Nice. All right.
I'm excited.
We're off to a good start.
Okay.
What do you got? Number 30. How many of these do you think I'm going to know?
A quarter of them. Do you know this song? Should I skip to the middle? This sounds like Panda.
Does sound like Panda.
I'm listening.
Oh, sorry.
All right, that's enough.
She's talking about Offset.
Are you just setting me up for Brett's going to sound like the oldest person on the planet today? Is that what this is?
Wait, what do you mean?
This is a total setup.
No.
Because I hate sounding like the oldest man on the planet, but what the F was that? I mean, are you being serious? How the hell do you listen to that for longer than 2 seconds?
Was that the amount that you could handle? We should set a timer on somebody's phone, and we should figure out what is the longest of any of these songs that we can all stomach all right, together.
But do it secretly, because I want to react to it for real. Because honestly, that was 10 seconds too long. How does anyone listen to that? It just keeps going.
I mean, I don't know.
That was awful.
I can skip to the middle and we can find out if it's changed.
That was honestly terrible.
Yep, no, that's the song. That's the entire song.
That's awful. That's awful. Man, I sound like a dad in the 1950s. That's not music. But it's really not. That's I don't even know what that is. That's awful.
Here's the next one. Oh, wait, do you want to know how many times that song was consumed?
Was that my girl Cardi B?
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, so disappointing.
She's had better.
So disappointed in you,
that
Cardi.
Song was 1,503,233.
1 million? That's it?
It's number 30.
It's got to be 100 million. One. You sure?
One. Based on this list, I don't
know. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, there's no way. If you go to Spotify right now, that song has 20 million listens.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no way.
There's no way that in a million stream song.
Go to Spotify. Soon we name Megan, we'll go to Spotify and tell us how many times it's been listened to. I only trust Spotify.
All right, here's the next one.
Maybe it's sold a million copies.
Maybe that's what this is.
But
that makes sense.
Songs don't sell as many copies anymore because people just listen to it on Spotify. So, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway. This is 29?
29. This is No Limit.
Uh-huh.
By G-Eazy.
Oh, yeah. I love G-Eazy. My favorite. If I hit it one time, I'm a pipe. This sounds exactly like song number 30.
Uh-huh.
I actually kind of don't mind this.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
It at least has a little bit more of a melody than the first one.
You could listen to this song in the bar.
Yeah.
You're okay with this song?
Yeah. If I was a sophomore in high school and I wanted to pretend like I was tough for a second, I'd turn this up in my car.
All right.
Roll around. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
I'd have to roll around with the windows up. But
the Cardi B song has 225 million streams.
I was only off by 180 million on my guess. Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. You know how many that song has? The last one we just listened to? I like that Megan can just go look up the songs without knowing the titles because she just knows all these songs.
That's not true.
It's pretty funny.
So according to this list, No Limit has 1,506,200.
We're going to have to. What are you doing over there?
It's like 347 million.
Katie is like feverishly writing things down and taking notes and making like, you look like Russell Crowe in A Beautiful Mind over there. What are you doing? Just press play on the next song. What are you doing? What are you?
Well, I was finishing,
you're so distracted and stuff. What's happening over there?
I was finishing loading the songs into one playlist so that I don't have to search for each one of them.
Ah, uh-huh.
And then I was writing down.
I understand. Okay. All right. You're working too hard over there.
Okay, I'm back.
Okay. What song is this? We're only on number 27. We're going to have to speed this thing up.
This is Pug Walk by Rich the Kid.
Oh, sure. Richie the Kid. Love that guy. Macaulay Culkin played him in a movie in the early 90s. That's Richie Rich. That's a Richie Rich reference for all you kids out there.
Sounds like who are those kids with the face?
Mm. Can you skip ahead like 20 seconds?
Yeah. Oh.
Skip ahead another 30 seconds. All right. Does anything ever happen in this song? Next. Nope. That song sucks.
I like this song.
How many listens, Tsunami Name?
291 million.
For that one we were just listening to or the one before it?
For the one we were just listening to.
Oh, wow.
This is Love Lies.
Right.
I've heard this song.
Katie, I gotta tell you, I think I've said this before, but it bears repeating. I think that if there wasn't all this recorded audio of me talking about how much this music sucks, I bet you I could find a music producer and record a song and get at least 100 million listens on Spotify just by making fun of this kind of crap.
I can make that happen.
I'm not kidding.
I will make it
like,
happen.
I could just wear a ridiculous costume, like put on like a gas mask and like dance around in front of a camera. You know what I'm saying? Like you just make like a ridiculously stupid video where you're wearing dumb stuff that doesn't match. stand there just holding one hand in the air and like waiting for the beat to drop.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, if somebody knows Steve Aoki, we can make this happen. And it would be the biggest prank ever played.
I love it.
Because this music is all crap and none of it's any good anyway.
Yep.
And it's all the same beat.
Oh, exactly the same.
And you could find, you could pull someone off the street and give get them 100 million listens on Spotify.
Yep.
I'm telling you.
All right. True.
We should do this soon. In 2019, we should do that.
Okay.
But we have to bury all this audio of me talking about what a joke it would be. But I'm telling you,
mm-hmm.
It's like so easy. We call me like Young Beezy.
Jeez Louise.
Young Lil Beezy.
It's good.
Young Lil Beezy's good.
That is.
Ooh, no, no, is no, 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 no. I'd be BDE.
No.
BDE. Lil BDE. Lil BD Easy. It's not bad.
BD Easy is better.
Lil BD Easy, but yeah. Easy spelled easy.
Easy Y.
Easy that's Y? Kids, you like it easy Y?
That's how the kids spell it.
Oh my gosh, we should do this. But we should just release a song without a video, actually, so people don't know mm-hmm. what I look like or who I am or anything. Lil BD Easy.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty good.
I can make this happen.
Coming out with a song called Chode Neck. It's pretty good.
This song is not.
Who is this garbage? What is this?
Kane Brown.
This is garbage. This is an example of shit country music. Wait, why did you skipped it?
This is the first song I liked. Not that, this one.
I'm having musical Tourette's. Hold on. Pause it. My brain's getting. Wait a minute. Who is that country guy?
Kane Brown.
That is an example of shit country music right there.
Yeah.
That's, you know,
that when, and the songs about pontoons.
Yeah. When people say they don't like country music, that's the country music they're thinking of. And then if they would hang out with me for longer than 3 seconds, I could show them country music that's good. That was crap. What song was that?
It's called Heaven. This is Let You Down by NF.
NF, see.
This is not the best part of the song.
BD Easy's first track could be featuring NF.
That's better.
This is all right. Is that Sting? Who is that? That's a joke. Oh my God, Katie, you're giving me a musical seizure.
Look, we have 10 minutes left in this show. We need to get through this list or we're going to skip to the top of the list.
Hey, see what I mean?
Soon to be named knew all of the words in that little riff right there. I've never heard this song.
Hey. What? Really?
No.
Yeah.
Soon to be named is crushing the song over here. You should do it into the microphone. He's just talking.
Stop. Like a rock star.
BD Easy in the hat. Oh, dude, I could totally do this. We should do it. Megan, come on. Let's make this happen.
I live with
producers. You know people in the music industry.
Yes.
We can make this happen.
Mm-hmm.
All you got to do is sing to the microphone like this. I could do this tomorrow.
We could do it tomorrow.
We should totally do it.
Who is this?
I don't know nobody else doing this.
Who is this?
I don't know.
You do.
Is that Drake?
Yeah.
Drake. I like my other rapping name, New Drake.
New Drake is great. Oh, I know this song.
Mm-hmm. The thing about Drake is, I just would have loved to have been a fly on the wall when he decided to become a musician. Because he would have been, like, talking with his producers and his people, you know? And he would have been like, all right, so I want to do music, but, like, what should my voice sound like?
Because
he's putting that on, mm-hmm. right? I mean, that's not...
Not his voice.
No, and if when he was a kid, because you all know he was like a kid actor and stuff, so he's just trying
Degrassi.
To be famous his whole life, you mm-hmm. know? So you know that his mom was putting him in like singing competitions and all kinds of stuff like that in Canada. You know, they probably would go into the local mall and trying to sign up for the local talent show and things like that. And if he was singing, that's not what he sounded like. It's not like he was singing some, you know, the sun will come out tomorrow, and it sounded like that. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So where was that conversation where it was like, all right, I got to have a sound, but it has to sound unique, and then I have to put this thing on. It's kind of weird, right? Mm-hmm. I always wonder how that happens, you know?
Yeah, I don't know.
This is what I'm going to sound like. It just doesn't, it's just kind of weird. Mm. Next. We're never going to get through this list. I know this song. Mm-hmm. Probably just because it's on every commercial. Mm-hmm. Who is this?
Imagine Dragons.
They are the new Nickelback, right?
Mm. For sure.
Aren't they?
I don't think so.
No, they are.
Yeah, no, yeah, they are.
Give it,
I don't know if they're that bad.
Yeah, give it like 3 or 4 years.
Nickelback isn't even like that bad either. It's the perception of the people.
Yeah.
Everyone hates on
Imagine Dragons. Is Coldplay, Nickelback, all rolled into one.
I like the dudes like...
Limp Bizkit.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. This is... Maddie, listen to this for 2 seconds. If I told you this was Nickelback, you'd have a hard time arguing with me.
I don't see it. Don't look at me that way.
That's a bad song, by the way.
It is.
I don't like songs that just repeat and repeat and repeat.
I didn't know this was Maroon 5.
Yeah.
Oh. Imagine Dragons is new Maroon 5, too. Maroon 5 is awful.
I would agree.
It's hard to find a worse band than Maroon 5. Maroon 5 is a terrible band.
Not good.
And Adam Levine is just a complete DB. He's not a BD, he's a DB.
That's right.
That guy's awful.
He knows it too. I think he's self-loathing.
Ugh. Yep. He's the worst.
Next. I don't know this song.
Skip ahead.
I love this song.
Oh, we're on a new song now? Oh my, I can't.
You said skip.
Is this Buzzy?
Yep. Mm-hmm. All right, I'm skipping to songs that you're going to know, Brett.
No, where are we on the list? Where are we?
Bozzy's song is 13.
What else you got? I feel like I've heard this song.
You have.
You have.
At least it's got a piano in it.
I know this song because of Mrs. Davern.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh.
Who is this? Is it Rihanna? Is this Cardi B?
That's right.
Is my girl Cardi?
It's your girl.
Oh.
This is not Cardi B.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
You really just said this was Cardi B with that amount of confidence?
Katie, are you serious right now? This is totally not Cardi B. This is Menage a Trois.
This is someone from Fifth Harmony.
Oh.
Okay.
Cardi B.
Wow. What? Katie, you are so old.
Yeah.
That had to be so embarrassing for you.
You were just so confident.
She was really cocksure about that one.
She was.
I don't know this song. This song is number 7 on the list. I've never heard it before in my life. This is Lucid Dream by Juice WRLD.
I remember a song called Liquid Dreams by O-Town.
I do too. Wait, I just got what that means.
We need to move on. I can't.
I just got what that means.
No.
I'm 32 years old.
You're 147 years old.
Brett, you know this one.
Huh. trap money. Yeah. Oh, yeah. I know how to hunt that. Oh, I actually kind of like this song.
I kind of do too.
Yeah, I do.
I hate Drake as a whole.
The thing about this song is that in a year and a half, we're not going to like this song. But right now, I'm like, all right. Even though it's by the laziest person to ever hit the music industry.
He's awful.
Really bad.
All right. This is somebody that I have no idea. It's Extension, I think is how people say it.
He died this past year.
Yeah.
But he was murdered, right?
Yeah, he was murdered.
But he was not a good person.
Oh.
Yikes.
Yeah. Man. It's all the same.
I am so out of touch. That's okay, though.
This is Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign.
If being in touch means having to listen to this crap, then I don't mind being out of touch.
So, Sad by Extension.
What is this
number one? Number three. This is Psycho by Post Malone and Ty Dolla $ign.
I don't mind this so far. Wait, let me listen to this.
I like Post Malone.
Do you?
Mm-hmm. Hey, let's listen to this for a second. I don't mind it so far. Who's that singing right there?
Post Malone.
That's Post Malone? He doesn't look like he'd have that voice.
And then this don't voice is Ty Dolla $ign?
Don't judge a book by its cover.
I'm just saying. I wasn't being negative. That right there is Post Malone?
No, it switched to a different voice.
Oh.
I think that was Ty Dolla $ign. All right, and the number one song of 2018.
I was kind
of
liking that one.
It's an awful song.
Awful. This song has Oh My God.
Is that Mumbles again?
It is. Take a guess how many plays this song has on Spotify. Just a guess.
500 million. A billion. I don't know.
It has 1 billion.
Yeah.
128,893,957 listens.
Yeah, people are sheep.
So it has 1.12 billion listens.
We've all become musical lemmings.
God damn it, that song is awful.
I couldn't even...
Oh, you want to keep listening to it?
It's just Katie LeClaire yelling how awful it is over it. Okay, listen to his voice, though, and think back to what I was saying. He's an actor. You see what I'm saying? Like, he had to choose that voice. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Someone's singing in this room. Someone's singing.
I'm humming it.
There is one good Drake song.
What?
It's like 2 years old.
Are you guys hearing the mumble that I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I just would love to have been in the room when he decided that's what he was going to do.
The only part of the song I know.
With You by Drake is the only good one.
We'll play it on a tool team.
Yeah. That's a wrap, everybody. Thank you for listening live on Adobe.com, the free Adobe app, or wherever you get your podcasts. Clips and interviews are also available on YouTube. Search Brett Davern Show. If you like what you heard, tell everyone you know.
Tell them.
Stay tuned to the Adobe for the internet's best unfiltered music and radio. Once again, for producer Katie and soon-to-be named Megan, I am Brett. Oh, and Metadocious. I'm Brett. Reminding all of you to be kind and take care of each other. That was our show. Good night, you chode neck. We'll see you tomorrow.
That's it for the Brett Davern Show today. But don't worry, they'll be back tomorrow on Adobe Radio Live, starting at 10 a.m. Eastern, 7 a.m. Pacific.